And our guests today are Dave Gahari and Phil Turney, and they're talking about the new book, Erasing the Liberty, and it's going to be a full-length film with everybody's help. Everybody should donate as much as they possibly can. The 50th anniversary of the Israeli attack, the deliberate attack on the USS Liberty, which occurred on June 8, 1967. And you'll want to visit erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com. And anyway, Dave, Phil, welcome back. I'm sorry, Phil, you were trying to, that you thought it was an hour.
Yeah you have all three. What planet am I on?
That's okay. I apologize.
I didn't know exactly how long the show was going to go on, but boy, I'm really impressed. Thank you so much for giving us this all this time, Deanna. It's just more than special, I'll tell you that. It's just incredible, and it just means a lot to Dave and myself. And as I was saying about my friend Dave, there's a great bond there, and we're both out for the same thing, and that's the truth and nothing but the truth.
And exactly.
Folks, we didn't fire a shot at the Israelis, not a single bullet. And with all their navy and their aircraft and their commandos, they couldn't sink our ship and kill us all. They couldn't sink our ship and kill us all. So, for the believers out there, who are the chosen ones? Well, I feel very chosen to be alive.
Right.
And it is a black eye on the big badass Israelis that they couldn't even sink an unarmed ship with all the firepower they put into us.
Yeah, with all the American paid for firepower that they had. And of course, I have to think back when President Kennedy said no, America was not going to allow the Israeli state to have all this military power and what they were trying to build up in the Negev Desert. And look what happened to him. And then a few years later, you think, boy, they are really exercising and using American money to kill American soldiers, sailors, on an American ship. I mean, if that's not gutsy, I don't know what is. And the other thing, too, is that everyone here in this country thought, because of the propaganda in the media, that the Arabs were after the Israelis. Oh, those poor Israelis. Wasn't the Holocaust, wasn't World War II enough? Oh, those poor people, and now they're going to have more trouble. And they always play, they always play the victim card. And so they were playing the victim card again and saying that the Arabs were out to get them. And when, in fact, that wasn't the case at all. The Israelis were out to start stealing land. I mean, this was a foregone conclusion that the minute you give them a little piece of land, that they're going to start grabbing more. And that is exactly what they started to do. And so the war was propagandized as the Arabs are out to get the Israelis. And that was not the case. And, in fact, the ship, people on the USS Liberty, were witness to something that actually gives you the character, the general character of the Israelis. And that was when they had a bunch of Arabs that they had captured. Well, they didn't want to take custody of them. So what did they do, and what was it that the USS Liberty, people on the USS Liberty, discovered? What happened to these people?
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, that was the Egyptian. Well, they weren't called Egypt. It wasn't called Egypt at the time. It was called the UAR, yes. The United Arab Republic, right?
Right.
But what they did was they had several hundred Egyptian prisoners of war. And instead of doing what you said, which was the ethical and moral, they had a legal obligation to hand. That's why the Geneva Conventions exist, to protect prisoners and to protect civilians.
Yes.
And yes, so what they did was, instead of abiding by the Geneva Conventions, because they don't have to, because they're Israel and they're special, what they did was they literally put bullets into the heads and bodies of these young Egyptian boys who were simply
in the
doing
back.
What their leaders, in their back, in their heads, and they had the other Egyptians burying them, and then they would slaughter them exactly like they want you to believe Hitler did to them.
Yes.
So, yeah, the Liberty was, and I don't think we said this yet, but the Liberty was, at the time, the most sophisticated seaborne intelligence platform in the world. And they had on that ship 45 antennae, which were used to pick up signals. And one revealing fact of how it's so obvious that Israel knew that it was a U.S. ship they were attacking, because that's what they have been trying to say all these years, and that's how these dirtbags at the ADL and those other American Jewish-run organizations like the SPLC, all those criminals say, is it's a conspiracy to believe that Israel attacked the Liberty on purpose. It was a mistake. Well, literally, in 2 seconds, not 20 seconds, not a minute, in 2 seconds, the planes, the unmarked jet aircraft that attacked the Liberty, and they were French, because the French was the country that was giving Israel its arms, besides Czechoslovakia. But it was the French that did it, and after they did this, they stopped dealing with them. But the U.S. wasn't giving them any arms. It was after the assault, the attack, the vicious attack on America, on the Liberty, that criminal Johnson began to reward Israel. But
I'm sorry, I misstated the facts.
No, man. No, that's fine.
That's even worse. That's even much worse.
That's much worse. And the jets, the unmarked jets, which again is a violation of the Geneva Conventions, the unmarked jets took out 44 antennae in 2 seconds. The only way that they would be able to do that is if they knew exactly what the ship was all about and where to hit.
Right. Because it was a spy ship. And you mentioned, Phil, in the book that you weren't the smartest guy on the ship, but you knew enough to know that this was a spy ship. You knew exactly it was within a day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, Deanna, Dave described what they did in 2 seconds very accurately, and I might also add that during the initial strafing, they took out all the watertight doors on that ship, all the watertight doors. So they knew exactly, second by second what their plans were, is to enable the ship to send and receive communications. And when the torpedo boats arrived to sink the ship, which had been very easy, because all the watertight compartments had holes in them. There was no way to keep any watertight integrity aboard the ship, not counting a 40 by 40 foot hole. Some people say it's a 40 by 38 or 40 by 29, or let's go to a 1 foot by 1 foot. But there were 25 American souls blown to bits by that torpedo explosion, which brought the ship completely up out of the water, and slammed it back down into the Mediterranean. Bump, 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 bump. And it was starting to list to the starboard side very violently. And it just listed and listed and listed. And I said, well, here we go. We're going to turn over. And the ship just stopped. It quit listing. and it settled down. And the torpedo, that's when the torpedo boats really started their war crimes even more viciously. With we only had three life rafts left, Deanna, aboard the ship. Three. And then we had a number 294 souls aboard that ship. We had three left. In fact, I cut one of them loose myself. It inflated. It went to the aft of the ship. The torpedo boats shot two of them out of the water and took one of the life rafts onto their craft as a trophy of their kill in the Mediterranean of American servicemen doing what their country had ordered them to do.
They hooked that and took it aboard their ship. The other thing, though, those three life rafts were going to be used to take the most severely wounded people off, right?
That's exactly right. We were going to, in fact, they were carrying them up the ladders to put them in the life rafts because we had word, to abandon ship, prepared to abandon ship. So naturally, we were going to try to save, the most seriously wounded and put them into the life rafts, and the rest of us were on our own with our life belts or whatever you could use to stay afloat. And it was a terrible, terrible scene. In fact, in the mess decks and in sick bay and the officers' quarters and then everywhere you could lay a body, there was one there. You couldn't step on the deck. You couldn't move around without men so severely wounded, Deanna. It made grown men cry. It made me cry to see how severely wounded they were.
Right.
And here I am, of the walking wounded. Yeah, I was wounded, absolutely.
You had a wound in your knee, yeah.
Yeah, well...
Did they have a diagram of the ship or some sort of blueprint so that they would know where everything was? Isn't that kind of... Or are all ships designed the same way? How did they know exactly where to hit?
Well, they reconned our ship over and over again by slow-moving aircraft. Box cars, they call them flying box cars with the Star of David on them, I might say. And also there was Cessnas that would come say hello to our ship. We could see the pilots and they'd wave, and we'd wave back at them.
Yeah,
they did this for hours and hours and hours, so they knew exactly what they were going to hit.
Okay.
In fact, I'm sure they knew exactly what they were going to hit way before we even got in the Mediterranean.
Right.
Again, a lot of disagreement on that, if we were set up or not. But if we weren't set up, I can't believe that the President of the United States would recall the jet aircraft that was directed to come
to
RA for safety and comfort. And, I might add that the men and Marines and the national security people that were killed aboard that ship and wounded, we all signed up freely and honorably, and honorably to serve our country and to be stabbed in the back by a quote-unquote friend of the United States of America, the Zionist State of Israel, and then to be double-stabbed in the back over and over again for the last 50 years and lied to by our own government. And as you mentioned very appropriately, Deanna, the American press, which is bought and paid for by the Zionist State of Israel. And if you will not say anything derogatory, or you will not hear anything derogatory about the attack on our ship, or for that matter, the settlements that the Israelis have so much stolen away from the Palestinian people. It's their land, and they just keep on building and they keep on bulldozing, building and bulldozing.
Right.
And what about these bullets, rubber coated bullets with I believe Dave explained to me covered in cement. Now, if that isn't a lethal weapon, I don't know what is. But they don't shoot for the arm or the leg; they go for the head. So they want to disable these kids if they live forever. And it goes on every day. We don't hear about it. Of course, the press isn't going to report it. American Free Press might report it. RBN might report it. And other radio stations that have the courage to tell the truth might report it. But the mainstream media, if you talk about the USS Liberty, you get cut off immediately. In fact, I was on Rush Limbaugh, and I did get on the radio show. And as soon as I mentioned USS Liberty, I was gone. They cut me off.
You're kidding. Really?
No.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, okay? It doesn't surprise me. And you know what Kissinger's referred to the military as? What exactly was the term, dumb animals? I mean, the government has absolutely no concern whatsoever for the military. I think that probably you could look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, and her disdain for the military was very, very apparent, incredibly apparent. And the government and the people that they actually represent, which is the corporations and the banks, they don't care. They don't care that people come home without legs and arms. And when I see these advertisements on TV for wounded warriors, I think if these people knew what they gave up their arm or their leg for, they wouldn't be on there saying, oh, they'd do it again and again. I'm sorry. I just have I'm so angry over
I am too. You're so correct in your thoughts and what you just said, Deanna, for the simple reason is that these wars are fought for the Zionist state of Israel.
Exactly.
The Israelis aren't losing lives and limbs.
Of course not. They're just collecting money and reparations from something that didn't even happen.
Absolutely. The Americans are fighting the war for them, and that's just exactly the way they want to keep it. And that's why it's so important, folks. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com right now, and donate to this fine feature film. This is going to be a feature film about the USS Liberty and the real truth. No lies in this. It's going to be based off my book, Erasing the Liberty, which I couldn't have come across or come be
it's
done.
It's a perfect title. Perfect
without,
title.
Without David. It is the perfect timing. I mean, the perfect timing would have been on June the 9th when the United States government spanked Israel on its, murdering ass and let them know you're not going to do this to Americans.
Well, how do you plan?
Then.
How do you plan on distributing the film? What
Dave,
is the.
Please go ahead.
How do you plan on doing this, Dave?
Sure. Hey, thanks. Before I go into that, I just wanted to say you were talking before, Deanna, about how you feel really bad about what they did to these, how they savagely attacked these boys and the ones that are still alive, the pain that they had to endure for their whole lives, having shrapnel in them or whatever type of injuries. You know, one of the things that bothers me the most,
We have a commercial. Could we pick this up on the other side?
Right.
We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Home homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Dave Gahari and Phil Turney, and they're talking about the book, Erasing the Liberty, and their websites are erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com, and somebody in the chat room gave me the exact quote from Kissinger, and I quote, "Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy." And, of course, they use patriotism to get people to sign up in the military. And patriotism, as we know, is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Okay, let's pick up where we left off.
Let me say something right quick. Tell Amy thank you for that information. And, Amy, go to usslibertymovie.com right now and check out and make a donation. That's the best thing you can do to make this world better. USSLibertyMovie.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I love that. I love that quote. Patriotism is the last refuge of the scoundrel. That's so true. And Phil's right here. How? I mean, just look. It's not easy to make a buck anymore in the United States. We know that. We know that for sure, that this used to be the land of opportunity, and that's gone. There are plenty of scholarly research studies done that show that we're not the land of opportunity anymore. Specifically, that the kids being born now will never have the odds of being in a better financial shape as their parents were and previous generations. So that's done. And we know that it's not easy to come by a dollar. I know that myself. Bill knows that as well. And let me just say that, yes, we were lucky to hook up and to meet each other because we are very like-minded and we're not going to rest until this is done. But you asked how are we going to distribute the movie? Well, right. We know that Hollywood is not going to do it. We know that, of course, because now just imagine the factual story of the USS Liberty being told, how that would make them look. Now, it's not that you're making American Jews look bad, but because a lot, and not all, of American Jews are somewhat inextricably linked to Israel, and this was after the Six-Day War in 1967, after this whole very important period of time here, 50 years ago, they didn't care about Israel. And as a matter of fact, the Holocaust, quote-unquote, wasn't even discussed prior to the Six-Day War. So that's when the Holocaust began to enter into the public consciousness, because American Jews were then proud of this little upstart country there in the desert because they kicked the butts of the Arabs. And as you said before, Deanna, the reason that they did was because it was a preemptive strike. They lied to the media. The media bought it. It was a preemptive strike on the United Arab Republic, Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. That's why they were able to take out Egypt's air force so easily, because Egypt wasn't going to attack. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a joke. But the problem is that Americans, by and large, don't read, and they don't know. I mean, the ones who are listening to your program do, obviously, because they need the information that they're not going to get from the corporate-controlled mainstream media. So, and by the way, incidentally, when the Liberty attack happened, you mentioned it before, but yeah, it was instantly covered up in the hallowed halls of Congress by primarily American Jewish congressmen and senators. But this isn't a Jewish thing, because we get a lot of donations and a lot of large-sized donations from American Jews. So we don't have a beef against American Jews, but the problem is that the American Jews that feel that the Liberty story should be erased and buried are the ones saying the things that they're saying, and they're making sure that the story never gets out. So when I say American Jews, as I do in the book, I don't mean all American Jews, but if you look at 100% of the people who are trying to bury the story about the Liberty, 99% of them are American Jews. Because why would you want to bury the story of the Liberty? Or, you know, your neighbor who's a Baptist, or of course we could say there's the, you know, Christian Zionists, but it's primarily American Jews who don't want the story to come out. And I'll tell you about the distribution when we get back.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get Too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Deanna, and our guests are Dave Kahari and Phil Turney. The websites are erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com. Okay, Dave, how are you going to distribute this movie?
Great. First, let me say thank you to somebody who donated, James. I try to do this. Sometimes I forget, but I'm going to say now James made a donation, and he left us a note, and we like this when folks do this, when they donate, and on one side and the other side we don't, because we feel bad. But what he said was, his note was, I do not expect any reward for this donation. And we've had that. And of course, the reward is the book. Mm-hmm. Or an autograph book, as Phil was saying, or an inscribed book, or a DVD of the movie when it comes out. So those are the quote unquote rewards. But we really want to get this story into the hands of people. That's the most important
right.
thing. And so if Hollywood will not do anything, and of course they will not, because they've had half of a century to do it, and they decided that, you know what, let's make the movie whatever that stupid movie was with that jackass Brad Pitt, something, Inglourious Basterds, which, right. I mean, even just say it's so filthy. These people are so filthy that yeah. are there in California, and these actors who think that they're something and that they're getting all these millions of dollars, and these dirt bags can't even put the money to good use to actually do something good where people could learn or exactly. justice could be served, because they're yeah. sold out creatures. But that's a whole nother story. But the point is, okay, so Hollywood's out, you know. Well, Phil, as I mentioned before, Phil, because of the work that he had done and still continues to do on educating people about the Liberty, Phil had made the acquaintance of some wealthy industrialists who had emigrated from Sweden and selected America as their home, as many people do for, you know, the obvious reasons. And once they heard about the Liberty story that was revealed in the pages of the old Spotlight newspaper, which is the precursor to American Free Press, but the Spotlight had almost 400,000 subscribers. It was huge. And this was when we still had somewhat of a free press. But they had decided that instead of getting this library named after them, that they would, as you know, Deanna, that they would name it the USS Liberty Memorial Public Library. So there might be people out there with deep pockets who want to do this. So I'm not completely discounting that this could be done on the silver screen. But if it's not on the silver screen, there's still HBO and there's still Netflix. If the project is done professionally, which is the only way that we would do it, and of course, as Phil mentioned to me at the break, you know, we already have had 10 to 20 people who have come forward who are in the film industry who have offered their services for free. So this isn't against the Jews. This isn't against anyone. This is an historical event that needs to be told. But the people who are hushing it up and are burying it just happen to be American Jews, because they feel some kind of strange attachment to this illegal country in the Middle East. But if we can't get it on the silver screen, if we can't get it on HBO, if we can't get it on Netflix, if we can't get it on Netflix, which many people have subscriptions to, then we'll put it on the internet. We'll sell DVDs on the internet.
Yes!
If we can't sell DVDs on the internet, we'll give it away. But we don't want to do that, because there's going to be a lot of money laid out for this movie. Obviously, it costs a lot of money. The battle sequence will, or the majority of it, will be filmed in CGI, computer-generated imagery, and that's just the way they do things now. So we've had people, not just in the United States, but overseas in Europe, who have emailed us and said, I want to help. What can we do? So there's people waiting to do it. The only thing we have to do is collect the money. And Phil and I have already been around the country, parts of the country, speaking to large groups. We were in Denver, Colorado, and we were in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We were just in Savannah, Tennessee. We're going to be in, obviously, Norfolk, Virginia, for the 50th reunion. And I just, I'm setting up a discussion with a military group and they're at their national convention, and we should be in front of a lot of people. And so here, this is the whole key. The whole key is, if we could talk to people like we're talking now, then this will get done. If enough people hear what we're saying, enough people open their wallets and say, you know what? We got to do this. Let me help. I'm not going to get this or get that. I'm going to do this. And that's why I was alluding to scarcity before. So what do we do with the money now that we get? Well, most of the time it just sits there and doesn't do anything. You know, well, if we have to buy books, we buy books. But otherwise, it just sits there. But when we travel, we use the money to market, obviously. So we have to go wherever we go, stay in a hotel or a motel. Usually it's motels, because it's just out of control, the prices that they charge. And we're both penny pinchers, so we're pretty good at it. You know, we'll go to Burger King and eat off the dollar menu, which we do, and which we've done. So that's what we do with the money now, is we're in the phase of raising the money. And the way that you raise the money is you have to go around the country. And as I said before, we don't want to go around the country and leave our families. It's not like we want to do that. This isn't an easy thing to do, but we're doing it. Because if we don't do it, unfortunately, nobody's going to do it. And if we don't do it now, who knows? Look, Phil was 20 when he was on board. Obviously, he's 70 now. Now, I know Phil personally, and I've hung out with him, but he's in great shape. But anything could happen. Anything could happen to anyone at any time. The quicker we get this done, the quicker this story will get out there, and the quicker people will know what, not just what Israel did to a U.S. ship 50 years ago in international waters, unarmed, but what their own government did to them.
Great. Now might be a good time to share a quote that was put in the chat room by my good friend. And I quote, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears, wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear," unquote. And Cicero said that. So applicable to what we have now.
We are unfortunately infested and entirely. Go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
Dave, go ahead and finish what your thought was. I can get on in a minute.
That was all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say was that we are, and getting back to the whole Jewish thing, you know, it just so happens that American Jews are the ones keeping the truth back from the American public, and that's a disgrace. And it's not all American Jews. That's where they get you. Oh, you said American Jews. It's not all American Jews because we got a lot of big donors who are American Jews because they're disgusted at this whole incident. And I shouldn't even say incident because it wasn't. It was a vicious attack. So to me, it's disgusting that they were able to infest this government, do what they do. Yes, and the enemies have breached the gates. They're not the barbarians at the gates. They slunk under the gate. They sleaze their way in, and they're destroying this country. Go ahead, Phil. Sorry.
No problem, Dave. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it as Deanna was reading that, I couldn't help but think over and over. The first person to come in my mind was John Hagee. John Hagee. John Hagee. Well, the John Hagees of the world that support the Zionist state and their vicious attacks on innocent civilians that's going on right at this moment and will be going on when President Trump is in their Air Force One landing at in Tel Aviv. But it is so appropriate what you said, how it works. And they are so sly and so manipulative that they can get into the souls and the hearts and the minds of well-meaning people, of very well-meaning people, and be destroyed by complete garbage. And that's exactly what's going on in the Christian Zionist churches right now.
Do you suppose that it would be of any effect, or it would probably be a waste of time to contact some of these churches, because wouldn't church people want to know about the slaughter of innocent people and the slaughter of the military? Have you tried to talk to any church heads? I mean, you know, just in, as you arrive in a town or as you anticipate visiting a place, have you ever thought of attempting to?
We actually did speak in front of a couple of churches with a group called Sabeel, and Sabeel booked us in these churches. Very beautiful people who just want the truth out, and
wow.
And boy, they open their wallets like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they really, wow, they were incredible, and they put us in their homes. They didn't want us to do anything, to spend a penny. I mean, they were just sweethearts.
That's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, there is, and that's a great idea, because there is the Presbyterian Church, which of course is at odds with the criminal state of Israel, because it's an illegal state. It's an illegal state, and they really should not exist. But yes, that's a great idea. We, you know, and I will next week reach out to them, because I actually have interviewed somebody from that church, and as soon as they found out that I interviewed him, they jumped all over him, because boy, you don't want to talk to me about you know, people getting slaughtered with, and those bullets, Phil, that you were talking about before, those are those so-called rubber bullets, and what they actually are ball bearings, those big round hard ball bearings just coated in plastic. And one Liberty supporter was telling me that they took out, when he was out there in Israel, they took out six of these rubber bullets out of the head of one Palestinian child.
Oh, the children, the photos, oh my gosh. And of course, you're never going to see those in the media. About what they're doing to the Palestinian people is just... It's psychopathic. It's slaughter. It's genocide. It's absolute genocide, and it just breaks my heart.
It is. And let me just say before Phil says something, and I always cut him off. I'm sorry, Phil, but I just want to say thank you to Todd for your generous donation. Go ahead. Sorry,
Dave. You couldn't have said it any better about how gracious and wonderful we were treated by Sabeel. It was an experience that, in fact, we talked about driving from Denver to Albuquerque to talk to the same group. What fantastic and organized and lovely people they were, and they care about what's going on in America. First and foremost, naturally, they care about the USS Liberty, as well they should, and they want the word to get out. And I just wanted to, you know, reaffirm what Dave said, that we couldn't have been treated any better by anybody, and it was just a fabulous experience. And I remember back years back, when I went to a No More Wars for Israel conference in California, and we were staying at the Marriott, and we were supposed to have a conference room, and they canceled the conference room because they got flack from the ADL in California. So we had nowhere to speak. But guess who took us in on a moment's notice to go ahead with the seminar, and the speakers was a Presbyterian church. They didn't charge us a dime. Yeah, didn't charge us a dime. We bought a bunch of pizzas and fed everybody and told them what was going on. And it was just it was a great experience. And, you know, when I talk about Christian Zionism, I'm talking about brainwashing. And it is a form of brainwashing, as John Hagee has in his church, an Israeli flag and an American flag. Now, what flag does he really fly in?
Yeah.
What flag does he really represent?
Some of the politicians say, do the same thing.
Deanna, you're exactly right. Absolutely, you're exactly right. And I make calls. Sometimes I'll get on my bandwagon and I'll call all day different senators and congressmen and give my 2 cents worth and give my email address, my phone number. And I never get called back. Just as Dave said, my wife graciously, this is back before they had computers, wrote thousands and thousands of letters to congressmen and senators and always got back the same response. And this is the same response you'd get back from the United States Navy, is that there was a board of inquiry, and the findings of the board of inquiry were that it was a mistake in identity. Wow. And flies in the face of facts. So I hear you got another break coming up, right, Deanna, so I guess we'll see on the other side.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests are Dave and Phil. The websites are erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com. Have you, somebody in the chat room asked if you had contacted Chuck Carlson? I think he might.
Oh, no. I personally, I mean, the name sounds kind of a little familiar, but I don't. I don't really know who that is.
Okay, I'll put it in your
strategy. Yeah,
but the other thing too, I would challenge you to contact Northwestern University. And even though they're a private institution, they still receive government funding. They had Deborah Lipstadt, excuse me, Deborah Lipstadt about 2 weeks ago. And she talked on and on about, how horrible the Holocaust was and everything else. And I just think it would be very interesting to contact them and see if they would be interested in having you come in and talk to them about the USS Liberty. It would just be interesting to see their response. The other thing, too, is that public libraries are taxpayer-funded, and you can use libraries, and they usually have an assembly room or some sort of a room where they can gather, a lot of people together and do a presentation. And it seems that, I know in my own community that I have used the library, a friend and I used the library to do some presentations, and it was free of charge, and it doesn't have to even be in your own community, because I know, at least it works for the Jews, because, 5 years ago, there's a Holocaust museum up in the Skokie area, and they had speakers come into our public library down here where I live, probably 50 miles away, and give a presentation. And so I think there's a big bias here that if universities will allow people like Deborah Lipstadt to come in, and if public libraries will allow purveyors of the Holocaust story to come in and support them with, with signs and just all the things that they support them with, then why not challenge those entities, those facilities, to do the same for you?
You're right, I want to read something to you.
Okay.
To give you an idea about what we're going through with organizations. But just let me make mention of this lady. I don't even want to say her name, but this thing that you mentioned, this Lipstadt
creature organism.
I had contacted this thing a few years ago, and I said, you know what, here, this whole Holocaust thing, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the whole Holocaust thing, I like to read and I like to find out what's going on. And, I want to read some books that prove to me that the Holocaust existed. So I contacted this lady. there we go.
All right. Okay, we're at the top of the hour, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the hour. This is going to be good. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.